Chapter 4. A land of cruel jungles within almost inaccessible mountain ranges. Enter George Gustav Hay. Hay's father had made a fortune selling his petroleum business to John D. Rockefeller, and his son would go on to increase that wealth as an investment banker in New York City. But Hay had interests other than money. In 1897, fresh out of college and working on a job in Arizona, Hay came across an Indian woman chewing on her husband's splendid buckskin shirt to kill the lice. On a whim, he bought the lice-ridden garment. The buckskin shirt launched one of the most voracious collecting careers in American history. Hay became obsessed with all things Native American, and he would eventually amass a collection of 1 million pieces. In 1916, he established the Museum of the American Indian on Upper Broadway in New York City to house his collection. In 1990, the museum moved to Washington, D.C. and became part of the Smithsonian. Hay was a gigantic man, 6 feet 4 inches tall, almost 300 pounds, with a billiard ball head and a baby face framed by heavy jowls. He wore a gold watch chain draped across a stout chest and dressed in black suits with a straw boater's hat, cigar protruding from a tiny pursed mouth. He often took buying trips across the country in his limousine, consulting the obituary columns in local papers and inquiring if the dearly departed had left behind any unwanted collections of Indian artifacts. On these trips, he would sometimes put his chauffeur in the back seat and take the wheel himself, driving like a fiend. Hay's obsession expanded to Honduras when a doctor in New Orleans sold Hay a sculpture of an armadillo said to come from Musquitia. This curious and appealing object was carved in basalt with a funny-looking face, an arched back, and only 3 legs so it could stand without wobbling. It is still in the museum's collection. It captivated Hay, and he eventually financed an expedition to the treacherous region in search of more artifacts. He hired an explorer named Frederick Mitchell Hedges, a British adventurer who claimed